JM and the AM on this Thursday morning broadcast. Always a pleasure to speak with the founder and director of Bris Avraham. Believe it or not, Bris Avraham is having their 45th annual. Today's a day where I'm really realizing how old I am. Bris Avraham is having their 45th annual dinner, celebrating 37 years of gala weddings. You know the concept. People who have been married under civil law, generally from the former Soviet Union, they get married in a religious ceremony so that they're married lahalacha. They're married according to Jewish law. That's been happening, believe it or not, these gala weddings for 37 years under the leadership of Rabbi Nit Sterni and Rabbi Mordechai Kanelsky of Bris Avraham. Their 45th annual dinner happens on November the 17th. That's 10 days from now, a week from Sunday. And you're all invited, of course, to participate either by being at the dinner or supporting the great work of Bris Avraham. It's happening at the Sheraton Parsippany in New Jersey. And again, that's happening on the 17th of November with many distinguished honorees. Rabbi Mordechai Kanelsky, welcome back to JM and the AM.
Rav Nochum, good morning. Thank you for inviting me again. It's a pleasure. And you're right. When you think 45th annual dinner, when I just started, I used to get watching the Jewish press or the Allgemeiner Journal, some organizations are celebrating 50 years, 40 years. I said, wow, when will I come to that?
And look at that. Look at how quickly it happens.
It's only Chesed Hashem, only the kindness of God, that God gives an opportunity to a person that a person could do. And as you said before, one person changed the world with chatness.
Yeah.
And only the Rebbeinu Shlom gives to each one of us different missions that we should do and help other people. Our job is to wake up in the morning and to say thank you to God and think for a moment what I'm going to do today to make a change and to fulfill for which mission my soul came to this world, to do another mitzvah, to bring one more Jew closer to God, and to, as the Rebbe always taught us, the concept that every mitzvah based on the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says that a person should always look himself 50-50, and the world is 50-50. 50 positive, 50 negative. Also mitzvah achas, did one mitzvah, changed the entire world and brought a redemption. For the job of each one of us to do one more mitzvah and we'll bring the ultimate redemption and we'll all celebrate immediately in Rosh Hashanah and HaKadosh, all of us together, with Mashiach Tzidkenu.
You know what's funny is that Bris Avraham, to echo what you just said, really started with one mitzvah, and that was the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And you spent a lot of time, and I'm sure you still do, trying to convince, and then in fact supervising young Jewish men, some of them not so young. I mean, they're brisen that you've coordinated with people who are in the 60s, 70s, and older. But generally speaking, we were talking about younger people and making sure that their parents would understand the importance of the mitzvah of Bris Milah, that they themselves would understand the importance of the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And this was the focus of Bris Avraham. After all, that's the name of the organization, Bris Avraham. And we're talking about Avraham Avinu. We were speaking about Avraham Avinu earlier in the program. This is his week, right? This is the week where he's essentially, I know officially he was introduced to us last week in Parshas Noach, but this is the week where he's really introduced to us through the Torah. And then, as you just said, you know, concentrating on one mitzvah, making a big difference in that area, then all of a sudden, a few years later, this concept of making sure that people are married lahalacha, that people who have been together civilly, have been together, again, under the impression that their marriage is recognized by all. But you have to tell them, no, you know, you have to make sure that your kiddushin, your holy matrimonial relationship is in fact kadosh, is in fact holy, and it's got to be done in the proper manner. And look how much success you've had with that. You and your Rebbetzin, I don't know how many couples there have been, but I mean, that's been a tremendous success. So it's interesting, Rabbi Kanelsky, you're lauding those who concentrate on one mitzvah, yet you're somebody who's celebrating what you've done for at least two mitzvahs out there.
You know, when you're making a bris and you're naming the baby, what do you say? Hashem shenichnaso bris, kenikonis letero lechupo lemaisim tevim. And as soon that child is 8 days old, we are ready publicly in front of Eliyahu HaNovi, saying that we were here by the bris, that this child should grow up to be in study of Torah and to chuppah and to do good deeds.
Yeah.
And in actual, yesterday's, this parsha Lech Lecha is the parsha of Avraham Avinu.
Yeah.
Every single day we live at Avraham Avinu. And yesterday, the portion of Wednesday, what says there? Behem Bawe Bris Avraham. How many organizations do you have that their name is written in the Torah? Yesterday it says in yesterday's parsha. Yesterday's Chumash of Wednesday. Vehem Bale Bris Avraham. Then this is something that is a unique thing. And matter of fact, the Hasanim that are getting married this year, two of them made a bris, not 8 days old,
right,
but over 60 years old.
Right. By the way, you know, Rabbi Kanelsky, most people, when they start an organization in this country, they'll go to a focus group, they'll go to a creative marketing expert to find a name. You went ahead and you went directly to the Bible. You went to the Chumash in order to find a name. That's a unique approach, frankly, for this country.
Let me tell you, number one, everything starts from the Torah. God Almighty, it was the planner of this world. What it says is Taco Be'araise Obar Alma.
Yep.
The blueprint of the world was the Torah.
So you looked at the Torah and founded an organization.
No, yes, but it's not me. The name was given to us by the Rebbe.
Right.
I wrote into the Rebbe multiple names, three different names.
Wow.
And the Rebbe circled Bris Avraham.
I love that story. That's Gevaldik. I was thinking of you this past Sunday. Do you know why?
When the marathon.
Yeah. Because you and I were both at the Lubavitcher Rebbe the day before my wedding, which, by the way, Motzei Shabbos, the 9th of Cheshvan, will be 35 years. Mir Tishem, Mir Tishem. And you were there the same day when I got that bracha from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And the only bad part of the day was the New York City marathon traffic. Other than that, Rabbi Kanelsky, everything worked out really well, Baruch Hashem.
But look at the divine providence. We were both sitting by 4th Avenue.
Yep.
You went with your father, and yep, I was sitting there, and your father says, I know how to go through the Brownsville,
right,
and East New York,
right,
and I will come. I said, I don't know. I will go to the Riverizano, and I come to Prospect Park. And we're parking on Kingston Avenue, one next to another.
That was pretty funny, frankly. Yeah, those were the days, folks, where it's actually feasible to figure out a way to get around the New York City marathon traffic. So how many couples do you think you're up to? Knowing you, you probably know the exact number, but there have been years where your dinner celebration that included the marriage under a chuppah of, you know, of a number of couples, there are years where you had a record number, a really large number. What do you think you're up to total in terms of how many couples have gotten married according to Jewish law?
980 couples.
What?
980 couples, Bris Avraham, myself and my wife, the opposite, my wife and myself, because the job is more on my wife, to speak to every single couple to find out and to make all the Kedusha. Matter of fact, that when we just started this, it was directly advised to us by Rabbi Khadakov, who was the chief secretary of the Rebbe, and the Rebbe's advice in every single step. And when we wrote into the Rebbe for the first wedding that was sponsored by Milton and Shirley Grau of blessed memory, we wrote in the 20 couples for the first wedding. The Rebbe sent out a note and asked who is responsible for the mikvahs. And Rabbi Groner wrote into the Rebbe back, Rebbe St. Kanelsky, but when we went through by the Rebbe with all the couples, and my wife was holding our daughter, the Rebbe showered her with brachas and blessings, and the Rebbe gave my wife an extra dollar for the participation in the wedding of our daughter.
Wow.
Then this is unique and special. Wow. And the Rebbe was very, very much into the Gala weddings. The Rebbe sent the letters, and the Rebbe gave to each couple a personal letter and $4 bills in the envelope that they should give that on the day of their wedding. As you remember,
Chassin,
the Rebbe gave to
Chassin,
the father
right,
money Chassin, for your kala.
Chassin kala, $1 for the wedding. What was the fourth one for?
No, each the chassan $2 and the kala $2.
Got it.
That each
got
one
it
of them should give at the day of the wedding double,
right,
double the dollar.
Because I remember in my case, he said, this one's for the chassan, this one's for the kala, and this one is for the wedding. Wow. Unbelievable. Yes. So you're approaching you're approaching 1,000 chuppas.
Soon. Hopefully by next year, we will have marriage of 1,000 couples. Kedas Meisha v'Yisroel.
Is this one a big one or a smaller one? What do we have for this year?
Relatively small. Relatively small. It's only 5 couples that are getting married this year.
Only. I like how you say only. 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 It's more than anybody else's doing.
My wife and I met with over 25 couples. My wife and I made close to 100 telephones to get these 5 couples to get married this time. Many times you already have a couple and they're all ready to do everything. And then I have people on the staff, right, Rabbi Baruch Lefkifker, who called up and find out and call and speak on that. And then he finds out that 3 generations before, one of the grandparents was adopted.
Wow.
Then to make a chuppah, this is not just, you know, you're taking Moshe and Sora and you're marrying them off. Right. This is, you have to go and find out that if this 100% Jewish. Then you have to find out if there is no marriages before, right, if there was no adoption before. It's so many halachas that has to be put in that. And finally we're coming to that date. Then you have obstacles from the children, that the children that are not happy that the parents are making a chuppah. Saying if you're making a chuppah, that means we were not legally children.
Right.
And you have a lot of obstacles here. But after all said and done, I want to tell you, people are so happy. And it's not just the couples that got married. In many, many cases, that brings that the next generation should get married with Jewish and glad kosher weddings. Because when they see in the coming how this wedding is done in the most extraordinary, beautiful way, and as you remember, the way we make the chuppas, I will never forget the word of Milton Grauer, that when he introduced me and he says, I want to do a wedding for Russian couples, he says to me, I don't want to have kashavanishkis and herring. I want to have a wedding the way I'm going to do for my children. And he proved it. He called up Lenny Tisch and he said to Lenny Tisch, I'm partners with you. You're giving the hotel and I'm giving the party. I will never forget that phone call. I was sitting in Milton Grauer's kitchen in the penthouse in Fort Lee, looking over the GW Bridge. And he picked up a phone and he says, Lenny, this is Milt. Is this and this date available in the Gwen Point? He says, yes. He says, what do you need? He says, I'm adopting 20 children and I'm making a wedding for them. And wow. I hear silent on the other line. And he says, yes, Lenny, we are partners. The hotel is yours, and I'm making the party. Right, Lenny? We'll get together by the wedding.
Unbelievable. You better hope that no major...
Unbelievable.
You better hope that no major donor insists on kasha varnishkas at some point. Rabbi Mordechai Kanelsky is with us. All right. We've been spending a lot of time on the history. A lot of people in this audience know the history, but I'm always so fascinated by it. There's an event, a major event going on, 45th annual dinner, 37 years of the gala weddings, as we just described. They're going to be commemorated and celebrated on November 17th at the Sheraton Parsippany in Parsippany, New Jersey. And Rabbi Kanelsky, here's the opportunity I give you to discuss the guests of honor and all the honorees. You have a distinguished couple as guests of honor, and you have some amazing people under the titles of Community Service Award, Chesed Award. Oh, and you have journal co-chairs who are very involved in the cause as well. Tell us about the honorees and awardees for Bris Avram on November 17th.
The guest of honors of today are Vlad and Tanya German, who got married by Bris Avraham just 10 years ago on one of these weddings. And today they are the guest of honors of this dinner. And 4 years ago, their children made a glad kosher wedding because they saw how their parents are making a glad kosher chuppah the proper way.
Wow, wow, wow.
And I want to tell you one thing. This family, the Germans, are not just people that is. I could merit to their success that there is over a dozen men who made a bris because of them, and there is over 20 people who are putting tefillin every single day because of Vlad German.
Wow.
And him and his wife are equal partners. And that's what you remember. When you went came with me and you saw the menorah, the GW Bridge,
yep,
where there is a million people travelers.
Yep.
This menorah was sponsored by the German family.
Oh, wow.
Then these guest of honors are somebody who came from Russia, from Ukraine, and today they are pillars of the Jewish community and who are involved and making other people involved to doing of Torah mitzvahs.
Unbelievable. Yeah, we didn't even discuss the whole tefillin aspect of all this, but you could add that to your resume as well. Tell me about the Community Service Awardee and the Chesed Awardees.
The Chesed Award are David Chaim and Chani Hafer, people that live in our community, who were originally from Maplewood, New Jersey, with Rabbi Gordon of blessed memory, who you remember very well, Rabbi Gordon, Rabbi Shon B. Gordon.
Yeah, Benny Friedman's grandfather.
Correct. And this...
I really should mention, I'm glad you brought it up, I really should mention to the old-time Essex County people that if you go to visit the Rebbe's oil, if you're going to the Lubavitcher Rebbe to Davin and to pay a visit to the Rebbe, Rabbi Gordon is like two spots away from him. Rabbi Kanelsky, you pass Rabbi Gordon every time you go there.
When I look on his tomb, and if you read Hebrew, it says that he was 60 years an emissary of the Rebbe.
Right.
And it says there that his major thing what he did is to encourage people to put tefillin.
Yep.
Rabbi Gordon did this till a week before he passed away. He was going to Newark Beit Israel Hospital and making sure that doctors and patients are putting tefillin every single day.
Yeah. So you said the Hafers were part of his community.
And they've moved now they moved about 15 years ago to our community. And the Hafers are involved in the shul, in the mikveh, in the cheder. Wow. They are dedicating time, efforts. They are really people of kindness and chesed. And many people should learn how, you said before, one person could change.
Yep.
Here you have a couple of two people who made such a tremendous change and dedicating every single day hours of making sure that everything in the shul, the mikveh, is functioning and is beautiful.
Wow. And there is a community service award. Tell me about that.
This is Mr. Frank Radix, who we met 12 years ago in Newark Airport when we opened up the Jewish information stand. And today he's in charge of all the airports of New York and New Jersey. Wow. Mr. Frank Radix still has an office in Newark at the headquarters of Newark International Airport. And thanks to his efforts, Bris Avraham has 12 menorahs in Newark Airport. We have an information stand on Terminal A, Terminal B, and soon in Terminal C.
Wow.
That Rabbi Avremi Kanelsky, our second son, who yesterday celebrated his 40th birthday.
Wow, mazal tov.
Thank you. And he is in charge of that. And thank God there is volunteers who are going every single day to Newark Airport, and you saw it many, many times.
Who's in Terminal B today? Who's there? Because a lot of people listening right now are probably on their way to the 1 o'clock Newark flight to Israel on a Thursday. Who's in Terminal B today?
Today is Rabbi Avrami there by himself.
he wouldn't miss a Thursday. He knows that's a really, really busy day. So
he is there Sunday, Monday, and Thursday.
Anybody who's on that flight today to Israel, Newark, in the 1 o'clock hour, as you're heading to the security, make sure to say hi to Rabbi Avrami Kanelsky. It's one of the high. There are no highlights in the airport for me, Rabbi Kanelsky. I find it to be an arduous task to walk into an airport and eventually end up on the plane. But one of the nicest parts of it is when I get to see Rabbi Avrami Kanelsky on the way to the flight.
And then today, for the first time again, thanks to Frank Radix, we had this year a model sukkah in front of LL.
What?
This whole Halamoid.
What? What? In front of Terminal B?
Exactly.
In front of Terminal B?
In front of Terminal B, he was standing on Model Sukkah.
So there's that massive military vehicle and a mobile sukkah?
Exactly. We had a mitzvah mobile sukkah that was standing in front of Alal, and all the co-workers of Alal and the managers and travelers had the opportunity to bench on the Lulav Nesvik and Salation Basuka in front of Elal at Newark International Airport.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So the army is represented, right? That's a pretty big military vehicle. And the army of Hashem is represented by the sukkah.
Exactly.
I'll tell you, you're amazing. You really are amazing. I can't. Hanukkah's around.
It's not me. It's everything, the power of God and the blessings of the Rebbe.
You know that Hanukkah is right around the corner. We're going to have to do this again soon and find out what your big plan is. I hope Avrami has some jelly donuts ready for the travelers. I think I'm actually traveling on. Oh, no. I think we're leaving a day or two before Hanukkah. Otherwise, I would say I hope there's some Hanukkah treats in the airport.
I will tell you a secret. Because Hanukkah this year is the 25th.
Right.
Then we are starting to celebrate Hanukkah 2 weeks before, because we want to make sure that the travelers will see the menorah, and that will give them an opportunity to remember that they have to prepare for Hanukkah. And jelly donuts will be at Newark Airport, not on the 25th of December, the first day of Hanukkah, and we will have it from the 15th of December.
Can
you tell me when?
Now I have no.
You will have.
Now I have no reason to move my flight. This is perfect.
Perfect. You're going to have to take on the plane. You'll be able to have special Brooklyn jelly donut.
I'll tell you, this is amazing. I'm already looking forward to our Hanukkah conversation. Everybody out there, you know, come on, this audience knows. Bris Avram, talk about your proven commodities in the Jewish world. You give money to Bris Avram, you know it's being used for a noble purpose. You know it. That's the only, frankly, I don't know if Rabbi Kanelsky wants me or doesn't want me to say this, but I'll say it. Frankly, it's why so many community members, and I'm talking about outside of the Jewish community, that's why so many mayors of cities in New Jersey, that's why so many port authority figures who are not Jewish, it's why they get involved with Bris Avram, because they see the sincerity and the noble cause that's supported when you do good work or give good money to Bris Avram. I'm telling you, that's one of the things we can learn from people from outside our community, that they only get involved in something if they feel that it's a really sincere effort. So in this case, there's no question about it. The 45th annual dinner and the 37-year celebration of the gala weddings is November the 17th. It's at the Sheraton Parsippany. Many distinguished honorees, as we said, plus the journal co-chairs, Vladislav Ginsburg and Mikhail Kipnis, are involved as well, of course. And everybody out there is encouraged to support Bris Avram. If you can't make it to the dinner, at least purchase a seat at the dinner. You could do that. And all you got to do is go to Bris Avram. It's all O's, A-V-R-O-H-O-M. I'm not getting into an argument with Rabbi Kanelsky about whether that's the appropriate spelling of Avraham or not. We're not going to do that now. That's how he does it. BrisAvraham.org. Did the Rebbe circle that in English, or did he circle only the Hebrew one?
In Hebrew.
We don't know how the Rebbe would have spelled it in English. We just don't know.
No, I have a letter of the Rebbe that the Rebbe writes to the guest, to this committee of friends of Bris Avrohom, and it's spelled this way.
Wow. I wouldn't have stood a chance if I would have told the Rebbe that I think it should be two A's. We forget it. I would have had to have deferred to his judgment. I mean, he's the Rebbe after all. You know what I mean? You have nothing to say
about
this.
Let me tell you one thing.
Yeah.
From the moment that we started until today, it's a big blessing. And as you said before, when you're going to the Oil of the Rebbe, you see on the left side Rabbi Gordon, and everything will be the greatest success, this event. And thank you for all your efforts, and mazel tov to you and Stacy on the 35th, right?
35th, but there's another mazel tov, you know.
35th wedding anniversary for many, many naches, and mazel tov and Yunus Sabra, as you told me.
That's right.
And we should be able to share many simchas together, and I want to say asher koyach to the whole staff. Some of them I mentioned, and also would like to mention Rabbi David Lewinsky, who goes every single Wednesday to Newark Airport. What? He is there every single Wednesday.
But I need to speak to the person in charge of your website, because they've got to at least buy and have the domain that has A's instead of O's. I need to speak to them. At least that. Just in case someone makes a mistake. Brisavrum.org, everybody. Brisavrum.org. Give as generously as possible, and certainly make a reservation for the dinner on the 17th of November. Phone number, 908-289-0770. 908-289-0770. You still have that friendly staff that picks up the phone in your office, Rabbi?
I have a staff. Beautiful. Everybody is dedicated. And the working and the journal is being prepared. If you want to buy a page in the journal, you could do today. I want to tell you, and I will conclude with that. You said if you cannot come, buy a seat.
Right.
To our first annual dinner, the Lubavitcher Rebbe bought a seat to the dinner. For the second dinner, the Lubavitcher Rebbe bought a seat to the dinner.
Do you have
the next dinner?
Do you have those reservation letters?
No, it was the Rebbe took the response card and connected to that. The price of that, the dinner, the first annual dinner was $50. The Rebbe put in two 20s and a 10. Wow. With a paper clip and connected to the response card. And that how he sent it out back through one of his secretaries to give it to me, that the Rebbe bought a seat in the dinner.
That's amazing. So if someone buys a seat, even though they can't make it, they'll be emulating the actions of the Lubavitcher Rebbe.
Exactly.
It's pretty amazing. Rabbi Kanelsky, to say that I enjoy these conversations does not even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. Good luck with the dinner. I really hope it's a tremendous success.
Thank you. Mazel tov and mazel tov.
Achenu b'Yisrael, our brothers and sisters in Israel, we are with you. It's your favorite America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listeners-sponsored digital radio. Right on the web at NahumSiegel.com, on the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course on the beloved NSN app.